Taking family bonding to the next level. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The case that has the coastal town of Port Angeles, Washington, wincing is the assault trial of Mark J. Siemens, charged with assaulting his two sons. Except his sons don't consider it assault. His two sons testified in court that they wanted their dad to heat up a branding iron in the propane flame of his crab cooker and brand them with the letters SK for Siemens Kids, which is just what he did 2 days before Thanksgiving 2008 as a way to bond the family together. Mr. Siemens had a friend brand him on the arm, and then he pressed the same red-hot branding iron into the chest of his 13-year-old son and into the arm of his 15-year-old son. Mr. Siemens said he branded livestock growing up on the family farm, and so this was no big deal, like an ear piercing, or maybe engraving your license number onto your camera. But Mr. Siemens' defense lawyer came up with an even better argument, that the permanent 3-inch SK-shaped welts on the boys are no different than a circumcision. In fact, you can find all sorts of medical ethicists who agree, and that's what makes this case so interesting. See, most people seem to think Mark Siemens should go to jail for this, but if Mark Siemens ends up going to jail for a voluntary branding, which was welcomed by the underage brandees, then what should happen to a parent who insists on the involuntary circumcision of a screaming infant? Mr. Siemens, of course, should have taken the precaution of setting up a religion first. Ah, for the old days, when all a family had to do to bond was go on a long and tedious car trip. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.